The slope off the breakwater's starboard side had steepened, and Bonhomme had ordered the bow around to port to keep the ship from heeling over dangerously far. The Leviathan continued to match their pace, sides swelling as it pulled in more and more water. The goblins formed a frothing patch behind it, out of the line of fire, ready to pounce on the ship once the giant wave capsized it. Bookbinder scanned the skies again for incoming helos, saw none. Thinking it over, he remembered how Bonhomme had found a way to use the equipment they had at hand in the last dust-up with the goblins. Maybe he could do it again now. Bonhomme looked doubtfully out the bridge window at the increasing grade of the slope.
So, we can't outrun it, which means we have to fight it.
I'm racking my brain here, sir. Don't see a way.
Well, that OC worked a miracle against the goblins. Flares were a smart idea, too.
That thing is underwater, sir. There's no way to get the OC to it. We don't have a dive crew, even if we had the time, which we don't.
Can we shoot it? Maybe if we pour enough rifle rounds into it.
That far down? That thing is huge. I don't think we'd be able to kill it quickly enough.
Not a lot of time here.
What we need are damn depth charges.
Could we rig some of the pyro for that? Some way we can waterproof it and chuck it over the side so it blows up down there?
I don't see how, sir. That stuff is meant to go off in air. Get it wet and it doesn't work.
The grade of the slope increased, and Marks turned to Bonhomme.
Sir, we've got to accept that we're about to be capsized. Let me get the crew as ready as we can. Let's get folks into PFDs and SAR vests and maybe put some rafts into the water. Launch the small boats.
Do it.
Marks raced out the hatch and down the ladder.
We take the wave bow on. If we angle it right, I guess there's a chance we can hold on better than the Giffords did. We're a different hull, broader and flatter. Swing the bow around, helmsman.
Aye, aye, sir.
The bow began to swing around to face the creature.
Maybe if we get right over it?
So it can blast us into the sky directly from below? That'd be worse.
The ship came hard to starboard, heeling more deeply into the slope. Bookbinder was impressed with how agilely the buoy tender turned, while simultaneously sickened by the steep grade sweeping past them. Out the bridge window, the wire rope swung off the Love Me Tender's boom, the huge crane's weight slewing it to one side.
How much does that, thing on the end of that crane weigh?
What?
The ball and hook thingy, the one that's holding the boomer.
The hook? I don't know. Depends on whether they've got the ball or the sheave block up there. I think it's the ball. It's more than half a ton. Maybe a ton?
Is there any way we can drop it on that monster? Maybe tip the whole crane over the side? It's not a depth charge, but...
We can do it!
Yeah, we could. We'll need to be right over the top of it. But if we drop the hoist brake or cut the wire rope, the ball weighs enough to throw it down. If we extend the jib, it'll drop from 60 feet up. That'll give it some speed. Assuming that thing is as big as a blue whale, should punch a hole in it. Jesus, that's a crazy idea.
Well, the sane ones aren't doing us a whole lot of good right now.
Good point. Bosun, get that boom extended as high as you possibly can over the starboard side. Cut it as close as you can to the starboard rail, so the ball just misses us.
We might be able to load a heavier...
No time for that. Just get it in position. Helmsman, bring us directly over that creature.
Aye, aye, sir.
They had come fully about by now, the helmsman making slight adjustments as the monster grew larger before them. The bow dipped sickeningly far, the ship picking up speed as it slid down the slope.
Shit, 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 shit.
The goblins realized the breakwater was charging them. They rushed the ship, the water whipped to a froth around the Leviathan's growing form. Bookbinder saw one of the ship's small jet boats racing off the port bow, two of the precious rifles held by sailors on board. A small pseudopod of white water rippled out toward them, but the vast majority of the creatures swarmed back aboard for the third time, clambering up onto the buoy deck just as Rodriguez raced out of the hatch, making for the crane.
Can you keep her on top of that thing?
Go!
Bookbinder raced after Rodriguez. Mark stood on the buoy deck, ushering the sailors back inside, while the first goblins appeared around the crane. Bookbinder and Rodriguez charged out the hatch, waving at them.
Turn around! We gotta get to the crane!
What?
The crane! Get to the crane!
Mark turned, leveling his pistol at the packed group of goblins. They covered the buoy deck now, outnumbering the sailors at least 10-1, with more climbing aboard every moment.
Oh, shit!
Yep.
Charge of the Light Brigade, eh?
Something like that.
Can you do it?
Only one way to find out.
Bookbinder charged. Marks, Rodriguez, and the remaining sailors went with him. Bookbinder had time to draw his pistol and fire once, before sailor and goblin collided and mixed, a writhing mass of blue, blaze orange, and 6C green. Behind the goblins, the crane hovered, tantalizingly close. The water had turned black to either side of the breakwater's bow, filled completely with the huge body of the Leviathan. but Binder looked topside, where one of the bridge windows had either been busted out or opened. Bonhomme leaned through, a smoking rifle in his hands. He turned, taking aim at another goblin. Bookbinder rushed toward the crane operator's control booth door, Rodriguez racing behind him. He yanked on the door handle, swinging it open, and sending him staggering back into Rodriguez.
Wilson, I can't work this. Get in there!
He heaved, swinging her around him and into the open door. Marks was at Bookbinder's side, swinging his empty pistol, punching and kicking. A moment later, the crane swung out over the breakwater's side. Bookbinder turned back for Rodriguez. But he was being dragged backward, the crane receding in the distance.
Wait! We gotta get out of there!
With the sailors clear of the crane, Bonhomme opened up with the rifle.
No, sir, no!
Bookbinder felt the shadow of the superstructure loom over him as they dragged him backward through the hatch. The crane's wire rope began to race along the metal spool, spraying sparks and billowing gray smoke. The heavy ball and hook dropped like a stone. Goblins swarmed over the crane operator's booth, hammering at the plastic, smashing through with spears and clubs. At last, the hook and ball splashed into the water and disappeared, the smoke from the wire rope turning to steam as it abruptly cooled. The goblins backed off, thrusting spear after spear into the operator's booth's opening.
No!
Sir!
Bookbinder lurched forward, but Marks held him fast.
Don't, sir. There's nothing you can do now.
The goblin stabbed again and again, then turned, satisfied, moving toward the superstructure. Bookbinder strained to see Rodriguez in the operator's booth. He looked around at Marks and the remaining sailors, exhausted and bleeding. Any attempt to go back out there would be overwhelmed, leaving the superstructure open.
Better get this hatch secured.
Marks and one of the sailors got the hatch shut and secured it.
Come on, sir. Let's get up to the bridge and see what we can see.
Bookbinder and Marks reached the bridge to find Bonhomme pulling himself back inside the window, smoking rifle empty on the deck behind him. The ship shuddered. The bow jerked suddenly, a huge wave materializing 20 feet past it and rolling slowly forward. Bookbinder and Marks went to Bonhomme's side in time to see the goblins pointing at the water, shaking with fury, leaping off the deck.
What is going on?
All around the breakwater's bow, dark fluid rose to the surface. Chunks of something that Bookbinder couldn't identify floated in the midst of it. The dark liquid swirled, viscous and thick, breaking off into separate clouds, fed by funnels of the stuff from the Leviathan shape below. A shape that was growing smaller as the creature sank. Fins and tail thrashing.
What would you call that?
A direct hit. Right between the eyes.
Bookbinder tracked the direction of the blooming liquid to the giant monster's front and knew Rodriguez hadn't died for nothing. With the death of their Leviathan, the fight went out of the goblins. They seemed unwilling to stray far from the slowly spreading stain on the surface that marked the monster's final resting place. A few well-placed shots convinced them that they didn't want back on the buoy deck. Bookbinder looked away as they retrieved Rodriguez from the ruined crane. The sailors seemed to be grateful to be left alone to tend to their own, and Bookbinder was content to leave them that way.
Thanks, Bosun.